My brothers and my sisters, every single year I hear about somebody who's died on this night, maybe with alcohol in his mouth, maybe he was smoking weed, maybe he was blasting music. On this night, my brothers and my sisters, every single year I hear about somebody like that. My brothers and my sisters, we all know what happened last year. Grenfell Tower, Finsbury Park, the incidents that took place just before the end of Ramadan. Do you think they had a reminder before they passed away? Do you think all of these individuals throughout the past years on the day of Eid, when they died with alcohol in their mouths, when they died maybe smoking weed, maybe they died, he was with his girlfriend or he was in a club. Wallahi, my brothers and my sisters, every single year I hear about something like that. So my brothers and my sisters, I ask you, what guarantee do you have that the angel of death is not going to come to you tonight? What guarantee do you have that the angel of death is not going to be coming to you tomorrow? Instead of us begging Allah Azza wa Jal to accept our Ramadan, some of us, we are planning on the days of Laylatul Qadr, the odd nights, which girl we're going to be sleeping with, which hotel we're going to be booking, which car we're going to be renting. My brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about the death that is going to come to you, baghtatan, which means unexpectedly. The angel of death is not going to send you a Snapchat. The angel of death, my brothers and my sisters, you're not going to get a Snapchat. You're not going to get a WhatsApp message. You're not going to get a message on Facebook telling you that you're about to pass away. Wallahi, my brothers and my sisters, this is going to come to you unexpectedly. Do not destroy your Ramadan.